Okay, you have 10 minutes for presentation, then later on 10 minutes for Q&A. You can start now.
Marvel, the genius of Microsoft, when the top 2007. Thank you very much for time today. I'd like to present our product. We call it Gearblind, glasses and shoes for the blind. Before this event, let me introduce my team. My name is Arti Kronik Rubinus. And being my team, the first is Eko, Rahman, and Jekus Wanto. According to WHO, the total of blind people is 39 million and 246 have low vision. So we have 285 million people visually impaired. How about Indonesia? Indonesia is home for 3.75 million with blindness. If we look the blind problem, most of them have a difficulty in navigation and there is no monitoring system for the blind position. We have fact that 43% of blind people that say they would like to leave their home more often. But how is the condition? If you look in the picture, the rider can park and ride motorcycle on the blind track. And there are many balls on the blind track. So the blinds cannot use the track as good as well. Based on those problems, we create this product, Gearblind, helping the people navigate the world.
This is my big brother. He loves me very much. He wants to make me happy. As you can see, he's blind. But one time he's blind, he never regrets it. Even he don't want to be anybody's trouble. That's why he likes to do everything by his own way. And he always want to be helpful. He often makes hard on himself and others. He at my room has a game. It makes me mad and sad. He was sorry about it, but he never stopped trying. He said that he is the one who should take care of me. Because he is the big brother. That's why I realized that I can handle him. As a matter of fact, I can help him. With technology, I should do something more.
Used to replace the white cane to detect obstacle. And then shoes. Shoes is built for giving sensation of walking. And then the last is deep line apps. Deep line apps is used to replace a guide dog to give an instruction song to blind people. These are our pictures of glasses and shoes. The first is glasses and shoes can detect obstacles, especially the shoes can detect holes. And then there is automatic charging battery on the shoes, vibration on the shoes, and then the uniqueness of glasses, the glasses can connect with blind apps. And also there is emergency call button. These are our picture of blind apps. First, when the glasses detect obstacle directly, the blind apps will give instructions on beware and stop. And then we have three menus in blind apps. The first is where is my blind? Where is my blind? Is for give information where the glasses position. And second is geolocation. Geolocation is for give information where the blind position, location. There is the song is city, place, street, and the other. And the last is G-Walk. G-Walk is for give the fastest route for the blind people, where the blind people want to go. Not only the blind apps, we also build a monitoring system. We call with blind monitoring system. Blind monitoring system is for give information the blind position real time, and all data the blind people save in a cloud server. So, monitoring system. This monitoring system can be used with, by school and blind family. These are the feature of monitoring system, the blind monitoring system. The first is the monitoring system can give information the blind position real time, and then give the fastest route to the blind position. And our application can add the member up to 100%. And also, when the blind in the emergency condition will give an indicator and notification to the monitoring system. This is our main tool. The first, we did research. The first is research analysis, observation, interview, and the second is problem solving. We make concept, prototype, testing, and final. And the last is deployment. We will do implementation and collaboration. Our application use BMAPS, SQL database, Microsoft Azure, and our application also works in Windows Phone 8 and 10, and also Android Mobile. Our application have been implemented in Yakarta, Tunis, and SLB Bantul, Yogyakarta. We have a target market. The first is blind foundation, school, blind family, and also CSR for help the blind people to buy our product. These are our competitors. There is glasses and blind shoes. And blind have all the features. This is our achievement. And all the judges, we create this product to give and provide the ability to blind people, so blind people can navigate by themselves. And this is our tagline, helping the blind navigate the world.
Thanks, sir. Dennis, if you have any questions?
Can we show the demo of the
Yeah.
First is the blind apps for the blind people. So when the glasses detect the obstacle directly, the application will give instructions on. There is two conditions, beware and stop. And we have a three menu in our application. First is waiting in deadline to detect glasses location.
How far is the distance for the application with notification?
3 meters.
3 meters?
Yes. We use no.
How far the application give notification if there is an obstacle in front of the person?
For the glasses is 1 meter, and for the shoes is 60 centimeter, and the post 15 centimeter. Because the under shoes is
60 centimeter.
60. And the output is vibration.
Does it give a warning if, for example, for crossing a street, for example, like on obstacle? Yes, of course. When there is an obstacle, then you know that the sensor can sense it. But what about if you want to cross the street?
We still develop. We will use the next step. We will use a camera, but not sensor.
Camera.
Yeah.
Ultrasound sensor. I guess right now you're using ultrasound sensor.
Yeah.
How do you detect the clips? I mean, the sensor that detects that the user is about to step into the clip, there's a hole in front of you. How do you use that? I mean, is this camera sensor or ultrasound or what?
To detect a horse on stairs or very instead,
yeah.
Use a infrared sensor in on the shoes.
Yes. Okay.
When there's a horse, he will prevent the shoes, so the people avoid the horse.
Okay, so infrared means that it's only detected if there's a light or not. And if there's a light, assume that there's something dropping down, there's some distance. Is that so? Okay, because from my cat, from that, it's the sensor detects how far this downwards is infrared, which means it's just detect if there's a lot or not. Is that so?
No, just
the same. The infrared can measure distance.
Yes.
Okay, so it will work in the night, for example.
Yes.
Okay.
How much does it cost to create the glass?
It will put down 4,500.
And you are selling it for 32. How much are you selling it
for? 400.
You are selling. That's the cost of development,
yeah.
Right? What about the
for the
price? No, for the price.
For the
price is 450.
Yeah.
Yes.
Selling price.
Yes.
Cost of development.
What cost for development? 300.
I'm still thinking which one much more handy, like just using a stick to help the blind people or using the complicated solution for the blind people.
The blind people.
Do you have any feedback coming from the blind people for you? The one that has the experience to have your solutions?
Maybe. We have implemented implementation in Yakutia, Georgia, and many school, student, blind school. They give a good feedback about shoes and glasses that can detect holes and obstacles, but there's a limit, and when brands like a brands and street brand street still we develop the shoes and glasses.
You guys realize it's a bit clunky, right? And I guess that's just it, because it's not a part.
This is not a product, this is a product.
This is a final product.
Yes, this is
a okay.
But still, we still develop the game.
This is mine. This is our final product. Okay. But Gameline 1.0. And then we will develop again, and then 2.0.
And it's cool because the right one is a ultrasound sensor, I guess.
Yeah.
What's on the left one? What's on the left side?
There's a battery and a
thing to do.
Do you have plans to miniaturize that even further? I mean, this is probably using off the shelf components, but I guess if you have company and stuff, you can find that your components are small or not. How long is the battery last?
For the battery, 4 hours.
4 hours?
Yeah.
You just mentioned something about charging with the cells. I guess it's like piezoelectric.
And there's a piezoelectric that can automate charging.
Okay, this is really useful. Because I thought it doesn't generate much electricity. But it does make it increase the productivity of the product.
Yes.
Next
step.
How many have you guys sold? How many have you guys sold for the packet? Like you already have price or that, right? I'm assuming that you already sold some. So
we have sold like 10 give lines.
That sets.
And in Jogja.
Yes, we get that. And school in Bangalore.
School pack.
What are your targets for version 2? You said this is version 1.0.
Yeah.
What are your targets for version 2?
You will change first, you use camera, and then you will fix our product shoes and the dress more better than this. And also, our application, especially in the Gameline apps, will integrated with public transportation, like Gojek, Uber.
And all those are tied with the smartphone. And the smartphone is the one that affects the identity. So the user need to always bring the smartphone in or her on the pocket.
Because the blind people already use smartphone. Always.
Good luck to you.
I'm sorry.